the parties please identify themselves for the record?
My name is Patricia Cofrancesco. I'm the complainant.
My name is Francis Teodosio. I represent all defendants, and for the record, even though it's still in the title, the matter has been withdrawn against the mayor of the city of Derby.
Thank you. I had submitted supplementally a brief on June 2nd relative to what would have appeared to be the respondent's position that it was under a, for lack of a better word, a duty to disclose the entirety of the report to Chief Narowski. In doing that, and then in viewing the decision that I'm asking this commission to accept in its entirety today, I think what's critical is a comparison of 7278, which the hearing officer included on page 4 of the decision, with the exhibits that were entered into evidence at the time of the February 24th hearing. I would submit that once you compare the requirements of 7278 with the evidence that was submitted by both parties at the time of the hearing, in particular Exhibit 1, Exhibit E, and Exhibit D, it will show that this hearing officer's decision needs to be accepted because primarily this was not a termination hearing. This was a public meeting, but this was not a termination hearing. The documents that were submitted accompanying my brief show that both in the events leading up to the hearing, there was a letter that was sent to the chief, Exhibit 1, pretty open-ended, just says to the chief, "Chief, we're going to consider a report." No charges were leveled, does not specifically refer to it as being the meeting of the following meeting as being anything other than a meeting. No phraseology, i.e. termination hearing, was used. That's followed up with Exhibit E, which are the minutes themselves. And if you go through the minutes themselves very closely, which, by the way, there was no agenda for that meeting, it's referred to, the commission goes into executive session to discuss a personnel matter, to discuss a complaint. Again, looking at 7278, no specific grounds for any dismissal are discussed. The word dismissal isn't even used. Chief's given an opportunity to be heard. He doesn't have a lawyer. They go into executive session. They come out of executive session. Exhibit D were the actual minutes of the meeting when they take a vote. And at that time, curiously, and there's a vote based upon the opinion of counsel that the Eric Brown report needs to be withheld pursuant to the attorney-client privilege. Again, never any mention made at all that would support the respondent's position that it needed, and I'm putting the word need in quotes, it needed to disclose the entirety of the report to the chief in order to afford him these due process rights under the Anziano case, which they have heavily relied upon. The attorney-client privilege was the sole basis upon which the town relied in at the time of that meeting, and even to date, until, you know, now we have this other issue of the due process requirement under 7278, but the chief, by the admission of the commissioner who testified, the member of the board of police commissioners who testified, chief was not a member of the commission. They felt compelled to give the chief the entire report. They never gave him a charge, which if they were even thinking about disciplining him or terminating him, they could have done. But instead, they gave him this wholesale report. And now they're claiming that in spite of the fact that he's not a member of the commission, it's protected by the attorney-client privilege. Curiously, there was testimony at the commission by Lorraine Bolton, and that testimony never made its way into the decision, but to further erode this attorney-client privilege.
Because that never made its way into the decision, I'm going to object to it. You've asked that we stay on all fours with regard to what the findings.
Was it considered as part of the evidence?
Yeah, it was not part of the decision. It was part of the testimony, but it wasn't included.
It was part of the testimony, you could argue.
Okay.
At the hearing.
Yes, it was. There was testimony from Lorraine Bolton at the time of the hearing that the chief took the report and shared the report with Deputy Chief Todd. And then there was discussion between the chief and the deputy chief concerning the report. So if, and this is a big if that report were to be considered protected by the attorney-client privilege, the chief was not the client. He didn't need to get the whole report. And even if we're going to assume, just for purposes of this discussion, that he was the client, the chief eroded the privilege when he shared it with a third party. I'm requesting today that under 7278, in comparison with the exhibits that were submitted at the time of the hearing, that this decision be affirmed. It, in my humble view, it's clear to me that what the respondent wants to do, what they feel they need to do, is to rely upon 7278 to say, hey, we didn't have a choice here. We had to give this to the chief. We had to afford him due process. I don't think anybody's got any argument at all with the employers, the municipal employers' obligation to provide due process to an employee. But in this instance, the city of Derby went beyond the pale when they gave the chief the entire report. They could have easily complied with their own due process, with the due process requirements, by meeting the requirements of 7278. If they felt that there was even the remotest possibility that the chief was going to be looking at discipline, much less a termination, which is where 7278 comes into play. So for all of these reasons, I think that this hearing officer did a great job. She let the respondent put their case on. She let me put my case on. And I think that what we've got now is an 11th-hour attempt on the part of the respondent to find a reason not to disclose this report. So I'm asking that it be accepted. Thank you.
Thank you. Counsel.
This is the second time I've been before you with regard to this, and I don't want to be repetitious with regard to the city's position. I do want to start, though, with regard to the allusion of the testimony of Ms. Bolton that was heard but never found by the hearing officer. I think it's three-level hearsay, and I don't think it should be part of the consideration here. I think that we should stick to the issue of whether or not the disclosure by the commission to the chief effectuated a waiver of the privilege.
Was there an objection at the hearing to that hearsay?
Yes. Yes.
And was the objection sustained?
My objection was overruled.
It was overruled, yes. So it was allowed into evidence?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Even in the brief that counsel submits, she states that 7-278 doesn't lay down a specific procedure with regard to the due process that's required, but the Anzio case, coupled with the South Windsor case, makes it clear that administrative hearings that are conducted with regard to matters involving discipline and or dismissal of a chief do have to have the strappings of due process, your classic due process rights, the right to confront, the right to cross-examination, the right to the information. Now, the commission sent a letter to the chief on March 8, 2016. It was my letter. That letter did say, you may be subject to dismissal, chief. It's right in that letter. We also provided the entire report. We provided the entire report because the commission felt, based on my advice, that that was what was required to give the chief his due process. The chief decided that he was going to go into the hearing without an attorney. But at the time of the hearing, before the decision was made, we did not know if it was going to be discipline or dismissal. And if you look at the Anzio case and Judge Peters, she lays out the series, essentially a laundry list of due process with the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendment. It's my position that we were obligated to do that, and I am asking the commission in total to change the decision of the hearing officer with regard to whether or not there was a waiver of privilege. If you change that one finding, obviously it changes the decision of the case.
Thank you. Questions?
We did discuss this at some length. I guess it wasn't the last meeting because I wasn't here.
Two meetings ago,
yeah. I recall now the issue as to whether or not there was a waiver of the attorney-client privilege. I was sort of fluctuating. I wasn't sure how I felt about it at that time, but having thought about this, I think that there was a waiver of the attorney-client privilege when the chief received a copy of this report, and I would... I'd sustain the hearing officer's report. It's an interesting question. I have to concede, and we talked about this last, two times ago, but I think on balance there was a waiver.
Is it requiring it? Is that that he felt required to do it would make a difference?
I don't think they were required to do the whole report, to give him the investigative report. And that's one of the things we talked about last time, whether or not you use a lawyer or just an investigator to do this sort of thing. I mean, do you hire a lawyer so that essentially you can cloak everything in attorney-client privilege? Or do you do what many towns do, which is just do an investigator? I think that what is probably required under the statute is to give him notice. These are the allegations against you, but not to turn over your evidence. I don't believe that you're entitled to turn over everything you've got in your investigation. So I would respectfully disagree. We disagree on that. So I think this was probably a waiver. At least it's in my mind it is, of the privilege.
This is very important. Would the commission want to see that report before it renders its decision?
What difference would that make, honestly, as far as...
Well, I think that you're making certain assumptions about what's in there.
I haven't heard that.
I think paragraph 12 in the report kind of says it.
Mr. Chairman, can we hear from the hearing officer?
Sure.
On this matter?
Do you have a specific question?
We're talking about a waiver, and what is your thoughts on that?
Well, my thought is that I think there was another way to give due process to this individual, and I think that's Commissioner Einhorn has articulated that he simply needed to be provided with notice of the charges against him. If counsel believed that the report, that the commission was required to give a copy of the report, that's fine, but you can also come here and claim that it didn't waive the privilege. I think implicit in what I heard was that this commission really wanted to give this police chief an opportunity to respond to the entire report, and that's why they gave him the entire report.
May I just quote Manziano?
One second.
I think it's a clear waiver.
Attorney Ross, it's not mentioned in your report, but what about the further disclosure of the report to additional people?
Commissioner, I thought about that a great deal. I considered putting it in the report, but frankly, I wasn't, it's my job to assess the credibility of witnesses, and what the facts are in this case is that the person who provided that testimony is the person who filed the complaint against the police chief. And it seemed to me that her testimony was a little bit self-serving, and I wasn't quite sure, in weighing it, I wasn't quite sure with respect to her credibility. And frankly, I didn't think it was needed. I think that the disclosure by this commission to the police chief was a clear waiver.
Thank you.
May I be heard?
Yes.
To address your concern, in Anziano, Judge Peters starts out, adequate written notice of charges.
Right.
Followed by access to copies of all investigative reports in advance of the hearing.
Right.
So.
But I think what you've done, we talked about this last time, is you're Because by using a lawyer as opposed to an investigator, you can't cloak everything in this attorney-client privilege. That's
allowed under the FOI. Your cases say that that can happen. That has nothing to do with waiver.
Talking about an FOI issue. I'm talking, it's more a procedural issue as to how you do these things. I know what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from on this. The other thing that bothered me a little bit, and this may be a little bit of a reach, but, you know, in that letter where you gave the chief notice of what was going to happen, it's not exactly a dismissal notice, is it? I mean, it's chief, a complaint was received. I'm looking at Attorney Co-Francesco's exhibit.
What's the date of it?
Sorry, March 8th letter, yeah. Your March 8th letter. And basically it says, listen, chief, there's a complaint was filed against you. There's going to be a hearing. The actions can range from no action, reprimand, remedial action, suspension, or dismissal. It's not really a dismissal notice under 278. So it's more of I bored somebody there, but it's do you look?
Yeah, that would change, I believe.
Thank
you.
I don't know how you feel about that, but normally I would assume you'd agree with me that if you were giving a chief notice of dismissal, probably be a different letter than that, right? You'd give them notice of the dismissal, you'd list what the charges are, and so forth.
With all due respect, yeah. I thought that's what I did. I gave him the report. I said, you could be dismissed here, chief.
All right. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying it just seems like sort of a general statement as opposed to a...
My in doing that, I didn't want to say that the commission is going with A, B, or C, especially since, quite honestly, I never even saw the report.
Yeah, I'm not blaming you. I think it's you were very polite to the chief, and you said, listen, there's going to be consequences, so you probably should be there. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure it was ever really intended to be a dismissal hearing. That's all I'm getting at.
Board of Police Commissioners in Derby does have the right to dismiss?
They do, but they also have to give notice and so forth. I mean, it's a complex, well, you know, yeah. It's a complex procedure. Anyway, that is an interesting point, I thought.
Thank you.
You raised some interesting points. They're valid arguments, but I think that the hearing officer's decision is on point. With that, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move the hearing officer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was an interesting question, Captain Nick.
Yep.
It is.